Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into a topic that's super important, but often gets put on the back burner: life insurance.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that you don't really want to think about, but you really should.
Exactly. We're going to try to make it a little less intimidating today. Break it down in simple terms and help you understand the basics.
Yeah, for sure.
We're actually going to be using a real life example, an article from Get Life Insurance. It's called Life Insurance in Brighton. MI call 313-561-2486 today.
Right, local stuff.
Yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. Brighton, Michigan, I don't even live there. But hold on, because the cool thing is the principles of life insurance, they're pretty much universal.
Yeah, the concepts apply no matter where you live.
Exactly. So let's jump right in. The article kicks off by outlining the three main types of life insurance: term life, whole life, and universal life. Could you give us a quick rundown of each one?
So starting with term life, think of it like renting. You know, you're covered for a specific period, like 10, 20, or 30 years.
Okay, temporary coverage.
Yeah, and it's generally the most affordable option, which makes it a good fit for, you know, those temporary but big financial obligations.
Like a mortgage.
Exactly. Or, you know, making sure your kids can afford college if something were to happen.
It's like that safety net for a specific period of time.
Yeah.
So then what about whole life? That sounds a little more permanent.
You got it. Whole life is more like owning a home. You're paying premiums, but you've got lifelong coverage.
Okay, so it's there for the long haul.
And just like a house can build equity, whole life policies, they accumulate cash value. So it's not just about protection. You're also potentially building something for the future.
Interesting. So it's kind of like a savings account built into your policy.
That's a good way to think about it.
What about universal life then? Is that the one that's known for being flexible?
Yes. Universal life is all about adaptability.
Okay.
You know, if you need to change your premium payments or adjust your coverage amount because life, you know, threw you a curveball, universal life can usually handle those changes.
Got it. So we've got term life for that limited time peace of mind, whole life for that long-term coverage and potential growth, and universal life for when life gets a little unpredictable.
Precisely.
But how do we figure out how much coverage is actually enough? Like, how much do we really need to protect ourselves and our families?
Well, that's where things get a little more personal. This article highlights some key factors to consider. First, you've got to think about those everyday expenses.
Okay.
Rent or mortgage, groceries, utilities, all that stuff that keeps life running. If you weren't there, would your family be able to cover all of that?
It's easy to forget about those everyday costs when you're thinking about the bigger picture.
You're absolutely right. And then there's the question of any outstanding debts, loans, credit cards, anything that could become a burden.
Right. You wouldn't want to leave your loved one struggling with a pile of debt on top of everything else.
Exactly. And finally, we can't forget about those future goals. You know, things like your kid's college fund or making sure your partner can retire comfortably. Life insurance can play a role in making sure those dreams are still achievable.
So it's not just about immediate needs, but also about securing those long-term hopes and dreams. Now, let's talk about finding the right provider. This article really emphasizes the importance of choosing a company that's not just trying to sell you something, but actually wants to work with you.
It's about having those trusted advisors on your side. You know people who can help you make informed decisions, because let's face it, this stuff can be pretty complicated.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming for sure.
And you want a provider that offers policies that can be customized. It's not about picking some random plan, but tailoring it to your specific needs.
So it's like a custom-made suit, but for your finances.
Exactly. And of course, exceptional customer service, that's a must. You want a company that's there for you every step of the way.
Someone you can rely on, not just a company that takes your money and disappears. So the article outlines a pretty straightforward process for getting started with a policy. What's the first step?
Well, it all starts with assessing your needs. You know, figure out how much coverage you actually need to take care of your family and their future.
And this is where working with a knowledgeable advisor can be really helpful. They can help you figure out how much coverage you need.
Exactly. Then once you have a good understanding of your needs, the next step is to get those quotes.
Shop around and compare prices, right?
Yep. Different providers have different rates, different benefits, different ways of doing things. It's always good to explore your options and find what fits best.
So we figured out how much coverage we need, gathered some quotes. What's next?
Well, then you actually pick a policy. You decide which type of life insurance, whether it's term, whole, or universal, makes the most sense for your life.
Right. Based on your needs, your goals, and how much you can afford.
Exactly. And finally, you activate your coverage. That's where you fill out the application, maybe go through some medical checks, and then you've got that safety net in place.
That makes sense. But what happens if our needs change later on? Can we adjust our coverage?
Yes, you absolutely can. A lot of policies, especially universal life, are designed to be flexible.
Okay, good.
You can usually adjust your coverage amount and even your premium payments as your life changes.
So it's like having a policy that grows and changes with you.
Right, it adapts to your
Yeah.
life. The article also talks about having multiple life insurance policies. Is that something people actually do?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's like having layers of protection. You might have one policy specifically to cover your mortgage, another to take care of your kids' college fund, and maybe even one to leave a legacy for a charity or something you care about.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. You can really create a personalized plan with multiple policies.
Exactly. It's all about making sure you've got the right coverage for every aspect of your life.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It takes a little planning, but it's worth it to have that peace of mind.
I agree. So we've covered the types of life insurance, the steps involved in getting a policy, and even talked about how you can adjust things if your needs change down the road. It sounds like life insurance can be a lot more flexible than I initially thought.
It definitely can be. And with the right guidance, it doesn't have to be as complicated as people think.
That's good to know. So before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, is there anything else you think our listeners should keep in mind?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that life insurance is not just about money. It's about protecting the people you love most. It's about giving them options and peace of mind in case something happens to you.
That's a really powerful way to put it. It's about making sure your loved ones are taken care of.
Exactly.
Well said.
It's a gift you can give them, even if you're not there physically.
I love that. So I think we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
But we're not done yet. We've got more to unpack in the next part, so make sure you stay tuned. We'll be right back after a short break. It's really about providing that sense of security for the people you care about the most.
Absolutely. It's about knowing that even if the unthinkable happens, they'll be okay.
Exactly. Now, I know this article we've been talking about is focused on Brighton, Michigan,
Right.
but like we said earlier, the basics of life insurance, they apply no matter where you are.
Yeah, location doesn't really change the fundamentals. The need to protect your loved ones is universal.
That's a good point. So no matter where our listeners are tuning in from, this information is still relevant to them.
Exactly. And speaking of relevant information, let's talk about a couple of common questions that come up when people start thinking about life insurance.
Okay, sounds good.
One of the big ones is what happens if your needs change over time?
Yeah, that's a good question because life is full of surprises, you
Yeah.
know.
Exactly. You might switch jobs, your family might grow, unexpected expenses can pop up. So it's important to know if you can adjust your coverage down the road.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want to be stuck with a policy that no longer fits your situation.
And you don't have to be. Many policies, especially universal life, they allow you to adjust both your coverage amount and your premiums as your life changes.
So it's like having a policy that grows with you.
Exactly. You're not locked into a rigid plan forever. You have options.
That's great to hear. Another question that I've heard people ask is, can you have multiple life insurance policies?
Yes, you can. It's actually a pretty common strategy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of people use multiple policies to create different layers of protection.
I see.
So you might have one policy that's like your base layer, providing general coverage for your family's needs.
Okay, so that's your foundation.
Exactly. And then you can add other policies to address specific goals. Like maybe you want a policy just to cover your mortgage so your family can stay in the house if something happens.
That makes sense.
Or maybe you want a separate policy to specifically fund your kids' education or leave a legacy for them.
It's like building a customized safety net with each policy serving a specific purpose.
Exactly. You're in control. You decide how you want to structure your protection.
This is really eye-opening. I'm starting to see how life insurance can be a really powerful tool for financial planning.
It definitely is. It's about taking control of your future and making sure your loved ones are protected no matter what.
So before we wrap up today, what are some key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
Well, first and foremost, I want to emphasize that life insurance, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about protecting your family from financial hardship during a difficult time.
It's like that essential safety net that you hope you never need, but are so grateful to have if you do.
Exactly. And second, choosing the right type of coverage, it's a personal decision.
Right. There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
You need to explore the different options. term, life, whole life, universal life, and figure out what aligns best with your own needs and goals and budget.
Do your research, get those quotes, and ask lots of questions.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification. And finally, I always recommend seeking guidance from a trusted advisor.
Someone who can help you navigate all the options and make the best decisions for your situation.
Precisely. With the right information and support, you can create a plan that provides both protection and peace of mind for you and your family.
Well said. You know, I used to think life insurance was a bit intimidating, but this conversation has really changed my perspective. It's actually a lot more flexible and manageable than I thought.
I'm glad to hear that. That's exactly what we were hoping to achieve today.
So to our listeners, if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, don't worry. Take it one step at a time, do your research, and remember, there are resources and experts available to help you along the way.
Yeah, you don't have to figure this out all on your own.
Exactly. Now, curious, what specific features or riders would you prioritize in a life insurance policy to meet your unique needs?
That's a great question to consider as you start exploring your options. Think about what's most important to you and your family, and look for policies and riders that address those specific needs.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. I feel like we've demystified a topic that's often confusing and made it a lot more approachable for our listeners.
I agree. And hopefully we've encouraged them to take the next step and start thinking seriously about their own life insurance needs.
I think we've done just that.
Great. I'm glad we could help.
A huge thanks to our expert for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
That was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope you found this deep dive informative and helpful. Remember, knowledge is power, so keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep diving deep. Until next time, stay curious.
Yeah, it's like fine-tuning your protection, you know, making sure every little detail is covered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's all about customization and really tailoring that policy to your specific needs. Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive for me, I have to say. I feel like I've learned so much about life insurance and how it can actually be a really powerful tool for protecting the people we care about.
It's been great to talk about it, and hopefully we've been able to, you know, shed some light on this topic and encourage people to take those steps to protect their loved ones.
I think we've definitely done that. So a huge thank you to you for joining us today and for breaking down this complex topic in such a clear and understandable way.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure to be here.
And to all of our amazing listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. We hope you found this deep dive informative and helpful. Remember, knowledge is power. So keep asking those questions, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the topics that matter to you. Until next time, stay curious.